This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Through Twitter, where else? That's it as far as the travel ban is concerned. It is put on the shelf for another time as the lawsuits will fly, probably goes up to the Supreme Court. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That is perhaps the biggest buzz in the land, that it just becomes official. So his tweet, short, simple, to the point, see you in court. He's not going to let this one go. He calls the 3-0 ruling against travel ban a political decision. That's what it's about. And the Ninth Circuit rules against reinstating it. I don't think that's a surprise. The text was pretty clear. I read some of the texts from the Ninth Circuit. The judges said that the White House... That while the public has a powerful interest in national security and the ability of elected president to enact policies, the public also has an interest in free flow of travel and avoiding separation of families and in freedom from discrimination. So that's why Trump tweeted back, see in court, the security of our nation is at stake. But any of you listening to me, I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, doesn't matter. You knew this was going to happen. You knew that the Ninth Circuit was not going to say, absolutely, we're going to, the travel ban stays. That wasn't happening. So it's not a shocker that it went down. Now, it's going to be about following the bouncing ball because this is going to get tossed around in a couple of different places and maybe it does end up with the Supreme Court. Let's go to Grimm in Mississippi. Hello, Grimm.
Let's be a little light tonight. I got a great Valentine's gift suggestion.
Oh, let's hear it. Let me guess. Candy? Flowers?
No,
dinner?
No. I got a recipe, too, for you. The greatest... I've been trying to tell you this for the last couple of nights. The greatest fountain drink you can make. Now, the Valentine's gift, what you do is you got to get you a box of that Miracle-Gro, and you take the box apart and you scan it. And then you... get you some construction board to where you can cut it up and make your own box, but you change the wording on it. Then you get you like a 5-quart potted plant, clay potter, and a chunk of charcoal. And then you put that all in the gift. And on the Miracle Grow, you change it to Miracle Diamond Grow.
Oh, I like that. That's clever.
The first year, nothing grows. Next Valentine, you read the instructions, you say, oh, it's not supposed to be a charcoal brick. It's supposed to be a lump of coal.
That's clever. I like it.
Then the next year, when nothing pops up, you dig down in the plant, and that's when you pull out either the diamond ring or the diamond. And you can use the excuse that, well, probably the charcoal grew the necklace part.
I love it.
But it's good. Now, the greatest float. Now, Kate, I drink, and I always have, and if I ever get married, I ain't going to drink in no fancy glasses. I drink in ball canning jars. Always will, because they're self-measuring and everything.
Yeah, yeah, I like them.
Well, now to make my floats and milkshakes, I use what they call the pint and a half that you use to can asparagus stems in. Because they're taller.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have been raised on Barg's root beer. Long before it ever got out of the state of Mississippi, I was drinking Barg's. So you got to get you a Barg's root beer. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now,
sounds good.
The ice cream is kind of hard to come by, but I can tell you how you can make it up.
Let's hear it.
Because most ice cream manufacturers are individual for every state. So it's hard to find what I have here locally called lemon flake ice cream. But you can make it up if you can go find the old-fashioned lemon cookies. You remember them?
Kinda yes, like the, and you can still get them, yeah.
Yeah, the vanilla. Well, you have to look for, you know, because some of them are weak and some of them are just right. You got to find the old-fashioned ones.
Right.
But they're still cheap.
Nothing on them. Mm-hmm.
Crush them up. Put that in with your root beer. Now, as far as the measurement goes, about a third of that ball's jar with root beer. Crush up about 5 cookies. Each scoop, 4 scoops of ice cream. Dump some crumbs in there. And then top it off with either a little bit, a couple shots, maybe 3 shots of Bailey's or Kahlua.
I like it. I like the, and the Bailey's, it must give it a kick, huh?
Well, depending on how much of an alcoholic you are.
Really, I answered that question. Well, half the bottle, yes, it is going to kick you.
Well, you know, to me, a shot is not an ounce. It's an ounce and a half. The old shot glasses were, you know, ounce and a half, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, you might limit yourself to one shot, but even one shot for even a youngster, because you're only talking about, what, 30% volume.
Right.
And even a kid not even going to notice it, but it does add flavor to it.
Yeah.
And I prefer the Kahlua to the Bailey's. Bailey's more for coffee.
Yeah, you know, Bailey's and coffee is really good, just straight like that. It's a great after-dinner thing, yeah. Oh, it's great on cold days, yeah. I agree.
You have to try that shake. I think you'll
I like it. It sounds so good. It sounds mouth-watering, actually. It sounds that good to me. And the taste is kind of sweet a little bit.
Oh, well,
right?
Well, what can I say, you know? I'm kind of girlish when it comes to drinks, you know. I like
sweet
stuff.
That's all right. Sweet drinks are okay.
But, you know, I'm also a man, too. I drink my bourbon straight, and I'm not fond of whiskey. I'm a
bourbon
man.
There's a big difference between bourbon and whiskey.
Oh, yeah. You know, if I'm going to drink grain alcohol, they make plenty of rock gut moonshine here in Mississippi.
Rock gut, I like it.
But bourbon, you know, if you're a gentleman's drinker, it's bourbon for me.
Bourbon.
Always has been and always will be, but I tell you, this Supreme Court thing, it's worrying the heck out of me because we got these judges writing the Constitution, and I got a feeling we might go to conventions of states, and it's going to be segregation from town to town. What do you think, Kate?
Boy, that would be so sad to me. That'd be awful.
It'd be scary.
It'd be scary.
You wouldn't want to know what you're rolling into.
Yeah, you wouldn't. It would be like the old West. Oh, I don't like that. Yeah, worse. Yeah, I hope not. Oh, I hope that prediction doesn't come true. I love the recipe, Grim. Thank you. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to kick back and take you to the movies for a little sneak preview in our cheap movie review here on ATN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Soma Biotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Delaney, woohoo! Here we are in February. Where does the time go? We're into our second month of 2017. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, beautiful. Hey, you know, I love Grimm's recipe, and I'm going to try it. And he's absolutely right. It's just plum larrapin. And, you know, as far as booze goes, I have never let alcohol touch my lips since they came up with the funnel.
So you just use a funnel. I love it.
Okay. Now, Jack was losing his job and everything else was going wrong because he was a worrier. And he worried so bad he was losing weight and he couldn't eat and he couldn't sleep and he couldn't do anything, right? He just worried about everything. And then a change happened. One of his buddies seen him. He says, Jack, he says, you're doing so much better. He says, you're just doing great. And he says, well, Larry, he says, I hired a professional worrier. He says, my God, how much did that cost you? He says, $5,000 a month. He says, you can't afford that. He says, well, I don't have to worry about it. He does.
Brilliant. That's pretty good. That's in your top 10.
Thank you, babe. Well, I think our little Supreme Court is going to come into play, and I think those people on the Ninth Circus are going to find that over the next 8 years, there's going to be a whole lot of them, since there's a lot of them are very, 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 very old and are all left-wingers. As soon as one of them bites the dust or announces retirement, Trump is going to fill that Ninth Circus with right-wing, Republican-styled And that's going to be right down the line on all federal appointees from this point on. We in America are sick and tired of the left telling us what we can do and how we ought to do it and how we ought to kowtow to their way of thinking. And it's our turn. They're going to realize that we are the majority. We, the people, are the majority. And they are just a bunch of left-wing Marxist, socialist, communist, oh, pardon me, Democrats. And that's about the size of that.
So, the majority.
We are the majority.
Yes.
We are the
yes.
majority. We voted
yes.
in Trump.
Yeah.
We back in Trump.
Yep.
We're standing behind
yep.
Trump. And
yep.
he's doing
yep.
great. And we are going to kick butt and take names.
Yep. I told you it was one of the...
Ball, as far as that little flying ball from New York called Chuckie Schumer, as soon as he's up for re-election, I imagine there's going to be one hell of a push to kick him out to the curb.
Yeah, he's a mixed bag, even in New York, Dan. I agree with you. We got to fly, Dano, because we're going to take you to the movies. And the first one up is kind of naughty. It's called 50 Shades Darker.
I want you back. I'm not very good at this. I never wanted to try again. Have dinner with me.
Okay, fine. I will have dinner with you. Because I'm hungry. But we are only talking, and that is it.
Gotta be quicker than that, Craig. Are you happy?
I've never been happier.
Take him off.
Reputation. Do you want to be kept or have respect?
Do you think you're the first woman who tried to save him? He's changing. It's not what he wants anymore, but it's what he needs.
Looking so crazy in love. Got me looking so crazy in love. Baby, you got me. You got me. You got me. You got me. You got me.
You're just gonna stand there gawking?
Yes. Something were to happen to you, I could never forgive myself.
All right, so a little bit more of the same. I heard it was so ridiculous that people were laughing out loud at the theater. Sorry, but I don't think it's worth coughing up any money for that yucky movie. I don't even think the first one was good from what people said. I couldn't even watch that one. So I'm not good to review. That's why I call it the cheap movie review. I heard from a few people that it was just not that interesting. We move to John Wick 2. Let's roll it.
How good to see you again so soon, Mr. Wick.
I need you to do this task.
I'm not that guy anymore.
You're always that guy, John.
I can't help you.
You know the rules. If you don't do this, you know the consequences.
Accounts payable. How may I help you?
I'd like to open an account.
Name on the account?
John Wick.
The contract has gone international.
You have no idea what's coming.
Oh, Keanu Reeves, enough said. I like the first one. If you like action and thrillers, you'll like John Wick 2. And we trail out with Lego Batman that supposedly is pretty funny, according to Andy, our technical director. Roll it, Andy.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Just laying down some dope tracks here and didn't see you there. But since you've already interrupted my sick flow, I might as well tell you about my new feature film, The Lego Batman Movie. Written, directed, sound mixed, choreographed, and painstakingly beatboxed by me. Because I'm Batman. In my spare time, I also cut together this trailer filled with some, but certainly not all, of my best hero moments and zingers. So enjoy it. Batman out. Wait. Batman back in. Forgot to drop the mic. I'm home.
Welcome home, sir. Initializing Batcave music. So, did anything exciting happen today?
I saved the city again. It was off the chain. Anyway, I should probably have some grub.
Alfred left your lobster thermidor in the fridge.
Oh, that's my favorite. I can't wait.
So, Lego Batman, Andy, you thought that was pretty good. Did you see the rest of the Legos, the movies that they've had?
I did not, but I've heard great things about them.
Yeah, and I've been to Legoland, and it's, like, amazing to me. There's a whole subculture around Legos, and maybe because some of us grew up with Legos and just the amazing designs, and now this, now what they're doing with it, with the really kind of clever, sarcastic, kitschy, funny, you know, a clever satire that they're doing with Lego, and especially Lego Batman sounds like that too. They're finding a younger and an older audience. Smart. Because then you can bring in kids. They don't really get they don't get some of the humor, but they think it's funny, and the adults too. I bet that the Lego Batman movie does the best, certainly of all three. Although John Wick will find an audience. I like John Wick. I like the first one. I like Keanu Reeves. I would probably stream that later in the year. Just my two cents. You go and see a movie. Send me a cheap movie review at AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact, and I'll send you a copy of one of my books, Level the Playing Field or Invade the Man Cave. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich?
Tonight.
Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere?
You're welcome.
Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Is full here on America Tonight. Thanks so much to all of you who have sent me your thoughts, especially, you know, a lot of our new affiliates are really getting involved. Big shout out to the people in Portland, Oregon, listening to us on KPAM 860 AM. Love that name. And then also people are really listening to us on a station that, you know, we're loving as well. I just need to go on the tour is what I need to do, right? Just go on a tour and go to all these great places, because so many of you are making me want to go to your neck of the woods when you're sending me these cool pictures. Which, by the way, if you have a cool picture of your area to send, send it to me, because I'm going to start posting that stuff up. So WGSO in New Orleans, also 990 AM, a lot of outreach there. And speaking of New Orleans, got this one from Buddy listening to us. Hey, Bayou Country, Kate, we are loving hearing you on the air. Just so you know, you have a lot of fans here, and I think that will continue to grow. I noticed you had Jeff on the show the other night. I thought it was interesting what he had to say from his perspective. I thought it was good. What was happening in Washington, that it was more polarizing than ever, and that you and he had that conversation that both of you were affected by the healthcare system. Yeah, and I've already told my stories. My premiums went through the roof. I had problems when I went in one time. I had like this congestion. I went in, and then they were asking me, and I had health insurance and everything. And I said it was like it was a la carte menu, and I thought, wow, this is awful. I feel awful. This is a good, reputable place, and they're just beating us over the head with these weird questions. And I asked them behind the desk, and they were very nice. Do you always, yeah, we have to do that because we've had so many problems with people not really understanding their insurance. And, you know, this needs to get fixed. This is just ridiculous. So thank you. Let's move on to this one. This one is from Stephen G., who says, Kate, I know that you talk about politics and buzz, as you call it, and business and sports, and I think you like to golf, and I wonder if you think Tiger Woods will ever be any good again. Will we see him win some tournaments? Wow, any good again? Definitely good again. But will he, after all of the, you know, multiple back surgeries, will he be able to close a deal? You know, number one in the world again? That would be miraculous, but not impossible. I mean, he is Tiger Woods. He's 41 years old, and he had to withdraw because of back spasms after the first round of the Dubai tournament that he was in. So the speculation is that he's never going to be the same. And of course he's never going to be the same after the surgeries. And if he's, you know, how the torque is when you swing a golf club, but could he win a tournament? It wouldn't be, I don't think it's out of the question. The mental capacity of Tiger Woods is also part of it. But if he's having problems physically, no. All right, let's move on to this is funny because I got two sports ones here. This one from John. I was listening the other night and you were talking about Charles Oakley being arrested. What a dummy. What could he have possibly said to that security guard? I mean, he's a legendary Nick to be handcuffed and escorted out. How humiliating is that? Yeah, and he was yelling, I guess, that Dolan did this to me, saying that it was the Knicks owner James Dolan, who was, you know, that it was him that led to him being dragged out, basically. The Knicks PR department had to tweet out something because so many people had filmed it and everything else. They just said Charles Oakley came to the game and behaved inappropriately. He was abusive. He was had to be ejected, and he was had to be arrested by the New York City Police Department. That, and they said he's a great Nick, and we hope he gets some help soon. So there's something else going on there. I don't know what, but that story, there's more to that story, I think, than we probably really know. All right, how about this one from Ronald? Kate, what did you think of the approval of Jeff Sessions rather, as the AG? Boy, that took so long. There was so much heel dragging on it. I don't understand. Why can't people, as you say, agree to disagree? Why can't there be more conversation? I think the more hardcore things become in Washington, the more it is like us against them and them against us. And it seems ridiculous. We're all Americans. This is our political process. Yes, we can differ on the way our country is bound together by certain laws or disagree on making certain laws. But geez, come on, there should be something that can bring us together. I don't know. There should be something. It seems like everybody is more divided than ever to me. All of you say it. And the frustrations bubbled over, and we certainly saw that in the election. And I think that's part of it. It's the carryover from the frustration of what happened in the election, the logjam in Washington that we're always constantly talking about. Do I think there are people, listen, I think there are people out there who care deeply about the country, who have some solutions, but they would never touch Washington with a 10-foot pole because they couldn't play that political game. They couldn't get in the middle of that process. They couldn't be overly scrutinized and attacked and all that goes into that. And you could say, wah, wah, wah. But, we have one life. And here's what I would say. I hope people that have that burning desire get involved at least locally or on the state level, because I believe local politics and state politics, you can affect what's happening in your neighborhood, that sense of community, that sense of, okay, we can fix X, Y, and Z, from water crises to how are we dealing with education and what's going on with our tax base and all that. So the more people that are passionate, that are researchers, that listen to other people, that get involved in a political process in some way, I think the better. And I hope people don't, I hope a lot of you listening, if you have that sensibility, you pursue it or do something about it, because we need good people like that with that in their heart to pursue that. So that communities thrive and don't wither and die on the vine. You're never going to please everyone, never. But listening to voices, having a process, coming to a vision, a means to an end, all of that, collaboration to a point, because not to a ridiculous amount, because collaboration and committees and meetings get out of control, so I wouldn't suggest that. But I've seen it work. I've seen it work. But people are frustrated by what did I see the other day? The lows coming out of Washington. Okay, let's go to this. This one is from Tommy. Kate, Mike Pence, do you think he is a future president? Or do you think he's VP and done? And I guess that goes to the question of, will Donald Trump run again? Well, they just got started. So looking into my cracked crystal ball and trying to make an assessment of that, do I think he would have aspirations of being the president? I think when you get to that point and you're a cabinet member and you work closely with the president, VP, yeah, I think that starts to creep in. I mean, look at Joe Biden, look at Al Gore, look at, you know, any of the VPs in recent memory, and whether or not they had the desire to pursue it, not if they won, but if they had the desire to pursue that next higher level. I mean, there's something about being the leader of the free world. It's the highest position, you could say, that you can attain, certainly politically, in this country. And there's a little bit of an ego thing. There's no doubt about that. There's passion for the country, I hope, with you know, as one of the common denominators for a lot of people who are president, but people who aspire to be. But when you're the VP and you're close to that, and you watch and you see the ups and downs, things that you wouldn't want to deal with and what your family would have to deal with and whatnot, that would probably be a very dissuading thing in one way, but in another way, it would be like it would draw you in. It would be like a wild aphrodisiac just pulling you in, saying, oh, I want to do that job. I want to take the reins. I really think that. And what do they say about leadership? You want people around you who aspire to have your job. People who are good leaders aren't afraid of that, because they know that the people that they've put in place underneath them will be super good. There would be a succession. There would be somebody to go to that wants to fill the shoes, understands that they would put their own spin on things, and they would work to whatever the means to the ends are for them. That was a long-winded answer, wasn't it? Good question, though, and I do believe it. The more you're there, I think the more you, even if you see brutal things, the more you desire to be in that position to see what you can do. Well, there's somebody listening. I'm sure lots of people listening may think, oh, no, no, no. You've been on school boards. You've run the PTA. You've run a small business. You've run a department in a company, and you know, you deal with what you deal with, the politics, and you look at what the people around you are doing and you say, oh, no, 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 forget it. All right, so once again, thanks for all those emails and thoughts. And really, the door is wide open. You want to talk about anything, we got it here, right? So send it to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in, just like that. Hang with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Again, here on America Tonight, as we round the final bend, the final corner, I guess, is the best way. I'm going to put it that way. As we round the final corner here for this hour of America Tonight, I'm going to pepper you with some odds and ends. Boy, isn't it interesting you get into February and that's when the snow starts to smash into you. I was talking to somebody today in New York, and they're saying, oh, it's miserable. The amount of snow that is coming down is outrageous. A foot, my foot. It's going to be that much bigger. So I thought that was pretty, I don't know, I thought that was pretty pretty interesting. And I feel for you, all the people in Philly and Jersey and New York and Massachusetts dealing with digging out of snow. I mean, hello, winter. This is what happens. It's a snowstorm blasting the Northeast. And the thing I would say, it might be inconvenient for some people that airports were closed and whatnot, but to close those schools and airports ahead of time, so smart, especially when you're having a whiteout, when the snow is blowing and drifting all over the place. You can't see 5 feet in front of you. It's so much better. You know, come on. Better to jump in front of it. So I think in the Northeast and other places in the Midwest, in the Northwest, you understand, salting, having people off roads, because I've seen it when it's bad. I've seen it in Texas where they got an ice storm, and some of you will remember this. It was right around the Super Bowl a few years ago, and it was miserable, where people just thought it was okay, went out, and cars were stranded everywhere. We saw that in Atlanta. We've seen that in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's terrible when you're not prepared, or you think you're prepared, and then it's much worse than that. Okay, how about this? This is big news. Of course you do, right? We just went through Rio. Bob Costas, who has been the face of NBC Sports for decades, steps away from the Olympics, and guess who's taking over? Mike Tirico takes over, and for some people that's a surprise deal, but Tirico takes over, and Costas made the announcement on the Today Show on Thursday. He said, I'm going to be like the rest of the country watching Mike Tirico, and he's handling, you know, football duties. He's handling the Olympics, and, you know, Costas is going to be 65 next month, and he said he would remain at NBC and would appear when circumstances called for it, and I think that's what he wanted. I don't think this isn't a push out. I believe it's what Costas wanted to do. All right, and then how about this? There's a lot of flap over the whole Donald Trump tweeting about Nordstrom's, and I just was reading a story this morning about people knocking Trump for knocking Nordstrom's for dropping Ivanka. And, you know, he said on Twitter, my daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom's. He said, she is a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible. Just terrible. So, White House spokesperson Sean Spicer said the president was responding to an attack on his daughter and that he should stand up for his family. He has every right to do it. Nordstrom's announced last week that they wouldn't sell Ivanka Trump's merchandise. And that was it, you know, that they said they weren't going to do it. And so you've got a lot of people that are commenting on whether that was the right thing to do for him to tweet about it, including Norm Eisen, who was a chief ethics officer for President Obama and co-founder of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. He said, outrageous, he tweeted, at Nordstrom, others injured should consider suing, including CA unfair comp law forbidding any unfair biz act. I will help. So his critics are saying he's using his position to threaten businesses unfairly and perhaps illegally. Never a dull day, right? That's what I would say. Never a dull day. Okay, let's move on. We move on to what else is tripping the line, as I say, besides we've talked about the snowstorm and how people are being buried in it. I mean, really buried in it, but smartly did the right thing. Cancellations all over the place. Sadly, for probably some of you, if you were trying to get into the Northeast on business or to visit family or whatever, maybe not sadly, you did not get in. You did not get into any of the New York airports or Philadelphia or Massachusetts or any of those because they just shut everything down, and that was the smart thing to do because planes would have been a nightmare. They would have never been able to get most of those planes in, especially later in the day. No doubt about that. All right, so then how about this? Let's move on to just something else that I was paying attention to. You know, basically this is, you know, what is the buzz in the land? And if this isn't the buzz in the land, I think it should be. All we do, right, and you know, we talk all the time to my great pal, the CEO of Nutrisystem, about the craziness, the insanity of getting it in your head to eat, to space out your meals, and how do we feel right, and blah, blah, blah. And I happened to see this story about the I have to see the story about a Milwaukee Bucks rookie who is over 7 feet tall, and he eats 7,000 calories a day. Yeah, 7,000 calories a day. So while we're all talking about, oh, boy, we can't eat cookies, we can't do this, we can't do that, unless you're Dan in Texas, because he's always making our mouths water with some creation that he's dealing with. So Thon Maker, this rookie who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, is, I mean, just inhales food. But I would say, I guarantee there's other basketball players. They might not be bragging of 7,000 calories a day, but I would think that a lot of athletes, of course they do, a lot of athletes eat a lot of food to keep it up for when they're, you know, if you're hitting that court and you're up and down on that court, I mean, it's a killer, you know? So they say dinner, but this is extreme. Dinner for him lasts like 80 minutes. And, you know, whatever it is, cheeseburger, brisket, mac and cheese, barbecue turkey, just, I mean, whatever. He's just nonstop, sun up to sun down. But I guess, you know, the other part of that is he's constantly working out. So we go back to the same thing. Okay, he's a professional athlete. He's gunning himself up and down the court. He's working out like a maniac. So don't try this at home. You know, when you see the commercials and it says, don't try this at home, don't try this at home to eat 7,000 calories and lift a few weights, because I think it would be disastrous. And who knows? If you really turn over the packages of some of the stuff you're eating. I mean, even cookies. You go down the aisle and look, and there's some decent tasting cookies, and then there's these like mouth-watering chocolate chips, like I was saying about Dan's meals. And you turn it over, and you see the difference in the calories. Like one cookie, 250, or these other cookies, four of them, 150. I mean, you get the deal, right? And I'm not going on a calorie rant, but wow, 7,000. Whew. That is just insane. Just insane. All right. And then because so many of you, and I'm wrapping up this hour with this, so many of you asked me about, oh, nobody won Nail the Score and somebody came close. And will you do a Nail the Score segment again? And the answer is yes, during March Madness. So you just have to wait for a few weeks and we'll be into March Madness, or a month, we'll be into March Madness, and then we'll bring back Nail the Score. I think someone wins this year. So we didn't have a winner during football season. It's one silly segment we do, and you just pick a team and give us a score. And we've had two winners in the past. They claimed some awesome prizes and they were so excited about winning. So you could be the next winner. I promise you, in the future, we'll have a winner. And we have some other great events that are coming up down the line, so you want to stay tuned for that and start watching out for that, because I'll be posting that all over the place. Thanks so much for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.